We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2015. So we'll see how it goes. Next game is tomorrow night.
Story number three.
NFL draft tonight taking place in Nashville. Beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Our friendly neighbors just over there to the east, and just a massive event for that city. Like, it's been on ESPN on sport like all day long, just shots of downtown Memphis. I mean, downtown Nashville of the Grand Ole Opry, of the Ryman. It's just you can't.
We're going to carry it tonight here on the station.
You can't overstate the exposure that Nashville is getting on a national level because of the NFL draft being there. And then, of course, it'll start, and barring a big surprise, Kyler Murray is going to be the first pick of the 2019 NFL draft. There's some questions about whether he should be.
Yep.
You know, he's a little quarterback. I think Doug Gottlieb made this point that if the Cardinals do this, they are doing everything traditional NFL people say you should not do.
Right, right.
They're taking a quarterback in the first round two straight years. Yeah. You should never do that. They're taking an under 6 foot quarterback. You should never do that.
Right.
They're taking a quarterback who did not have a good Wunderlich score. You should not do that. But they're still looking like they're going to do it. I think the latest odds I saw were like around minus 2,500 Kyler Murray to be.
What do you think? Is it a good pick?
I don't know if I'd do it.
I don't think I would either.
I don't know if I'd do it. I mean, he might be a star. You know, he might be an absolute star. I'm not going to pretend to know for sure one way or another.
Right.
But I don't think I would take Kyler Murray first overall. So that'll be the official the official place of the Gary Parrish show. If Kyler Murray becomes a star, then I was wrong. If Kyler Murray becomes just another guy in the league, then perhaps I was right. I would not take Kyler Murray number one.
I don't think he's Baker Mayfield was number one overall last year. I liked that pick.
If you could have Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray's future.
Baker Mayfield.
I think
not
I would take
close.
Well, I'm not sure it's not close. Kyler Murray might be the best player in the NFL in four
we'll
years.
See.
But if I could take Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray right now, I think I'd take Baker Mayfield. Yep.
Story number four.
How about this for a headline?
Mm-hmm.
Man in wheelchair shot to death outside his home in South Memphis.
That's brutal. That's beyond brutal, like we're used to.
Why would you shoot a man in a wheelchair?
You must really hate that person. This was not an accidental thing. This was like a premeditated bang, bang, bang. I want to kill you.
I can't. I'm not on the case.
I know you're not on
Brad,
the case.
I'm not a homicide detective.
You are Mr. Dateline. So.
But the person who killed this man, 39-year-old man, is still. There's people. Police are still searching for him, so they haven't found him yet.
Wow.
But
if you see this guy, get him.
There's no indication that one way or another, whether this was a random act of violence or intentional. But either way, shooting a guy in a wheelchair—that's
the worst.
I mean, I don't know if it's the worst. Like maybe shooting a baby would be the worst, but like guy in a wheelchair is pretty high on the list. If I see somebody in a wheelchair, I immediately go, you know what? Man, something went wrong somewhere.
Yesterday, a man lost his life for viewing porn on his television, and we talked about that, Arkansas man. Today, you chronicled a South Memphis man who died in a wheelchair who was shot. This is more vicious, though, I think. You know, he's just living his life sitting in a wheelchair. The other guy, you know, he had one shot at it, and his wife told him, don't you do that, and he still did it.
I think the most decent thing to say is that you should not...
Don't shoot people?
You should not be murdered for watching porn by your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you should also not be murdered if you're just sitting in a wheelchair. Or really just a...
Don't murder.
I'm anti-murder.
Me
I think
too.
That's the common theme here. Yeah. Jeff Coggins is up next.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A Radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and it's the right time to see the all-new Silverado. With its larger truck bed, the all-new Silverado is the official truck of elbow grease. With an available 110-volt power outlet in its bed, it's the official truck of rolling up your sleeves. And with more engine options, it's the official truck of getting to work and getting to work. It's Chevy Truck Month. Come see the all-new Chevy Silverado, the official truck of real people.
Find new roads at Bob Johnston Chevrolet in Covington, Tennessee. Guys, it's time for some straight talk on erectile dysfunction. Don't trust those online pills and gimmicks. Half of men over 40 suffer from ED. Don't wait. Call Men's Health Plus now. 901-457-5655. We offer multiple solutions to treat mild symptoms to full erectile dysfunction. Come in and let one of our specialist physicians create a custom success plan for you. Don't wait. Call 901-457-5655. Online, menshealthplus.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, 60 minutes, 60% off sale, going on at the South Haven store this Saturday.
What is that, Howie?
Anyone in line between 11 a.m. and noon is going to gain access to the special event, and they'll be able to get 60% off anything that's in our showcases.
Designer jewelry?
Yes.
Engagement rings?
Definitely.
What if I want to watch?
How many times do I have to say yes?
60% off everything in the showcase.
Exactly. But you got to be in line between 11 a.m. and noon this Saturday at the South Haven store. Details online at rijewelers.com.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian. He's the host of the Jeff Calkins Show. That's 9 to 11 weekday. Right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day around this time. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, JP. Hang on one second.
You are not good. It sounds like you are on another planet.
Freaking toilet bowl. I'm good.
Okay. Now you at least sound better. Did you hear the Rick Bucher story about Magic Johnson earlier today?
Did not.
Okay. So, if you go back a few weeks, I can't remember exactly how long it was at this point, but let's just say a few weeks back, Magic Johnson abruptly resigned his position with the Lakers. Like, it's like before a game, he just starts meeting with reporters, and he's like, oh, right. I'm out. I'm no longer going to do this job anymore. And they're like, well, what did Jeannie Buss say when you told her? He's like, I haven't told her yet. It's like, what? You haven't even told your – how could you not tell your boss you're resigning your position with the LA Lakers?
He said he didn't have the nerve, and he didn't have the heart to do it. And he also wanted to stop because he wanted to be able to tweet people and stuff like that.
Okay, right. So today Rick Bucher is on Colin Cowherd's radio show, and they're just talking about the NBA playoffs. It's like they put it right in the middle of a segment. It seemed like I'm not going to tell Colin Cowherd how to do a show. Like, he knows what he's doing, but it was just sort of like right in the middle of a segment. Like, oh, by the way, you have a Magic Johnson story about his resignation with the Lakers, and Rick Bucher's like, yeah. So Rick goes on to tell the story. And he says that Rob Pelinka, who is like supposed to be Magic Johnson's right-hand man, and Jeannie Buss, owner of the Lakers, are emailing back and forth to each other. And it's about Magic Johnson. And it's like, you know, it's critical of Magic Johnson. Like, he's not working enough. He doesn't seem to have what it takes to do this job. He's on vacation more often than he's scouting college players. Back and forth. Very critical of Magic Johnson's job performance.
Yeah.
And then he accidentally got CC'd on it, and he's reading all of it. And as Rick Bucher tells the story, he was, like, furious because there's his supposed-to-be right-hand man and his boss talking crap about him behind his back, and then they accidentally sent it to him, and so he's reading it, and that's why he just abruptly resigned. He's like, I don't need to be involved in this. And so that's that. And then you might go, well, that's just, how do we know that's true? It's just Rick Bucher telling a story. But within an hour of Rick Bucher telling that story on radio, Magic Johnson tweeted, the truth always comes out, smiley face. So that really is what happened. Jeannie Buss accidentally copied Magic Johnson.
How in God's name who does Rick Bucher work for now?
Fox Sports. I think he's FS1's NBA insider.
It is weird. That's the place where the story comes out. Like, isn't that a headline somewhere? Isn't that bizarre?
Dude, that would have been the biggest headline. Yeah, it was bizarre. The whole thing was bizarre. That's why I don't think...
I mean, that almost is like the NFL draft is today, but that's as big as anything. I mean, it's crazy. And Magic took a lot of hits for that, for the way he resigned. People were like, can you believe that cowardly Magic? And he didn't say anything. Give him all the credit in the world, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the... like. I remember that night going, what is he doing? This is crazy. You don't even call Jeannie Buss? But now, with the benefit of hindsight and the knowledge of that thing.
You know what it is? When they go low, we go high. There. That's what's happening.
I will say on their behalf, they got what they wanted, though.
Yeah, they got what they wanted, but I'm sure they didn't want it.
It's a weird way to do it.
It's a weird way to do it.
No, it sucks the way it got done, but that they got what they wanted. I know what you're saying, and it's a crappy-ass way to go down this road. It sucks. It's terrible. It's the worst. But they got what they wanted.
Yeah, but you don't want it like
that. No, you don't. You look like an idiot.
Well, not just an idiot. Anybody could accidentally mess up on email. But like you look like exactly what you are. You're two people talking crap about an icon behind his back. It would be one thing if Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka called Magic Johnson into an office and said, hey, listen, let's talk about how this is going.
No, it's not professional
at all.
Let's
talk about how this is going.
Right. You know, because we don't think it's working out.
Yeah,
right?
That's a professional way to do this.
But to find out, I was talking to John Martin earlier, and I was like, John, imagine if suddenly in your email, it popped up, and you click open, and it's a conversation back and forth for 3 days between Brad Carson and Jason Smith. And it's Brad Carson saying, listen, Jason, I don't think you should be doing all the heavy lifting on the show. It sounds like John's not prepared.
He's dragging you down.
And Jason's like, you know, Brad, it's frustrating. Like, I like John, and I thought this would work, but he's not pulling his weight. And he's not making the show better, and he seems focused on too many other things. And then Jason's like, and oh, by the way, the whole Justin Timberlake Drake thing, that was really his idea, not mine. You know? And it's just back and forth. And then suddenly John gets accidentally copied on it.
Right.
Like, you'd want to fist fight somebody, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And that's what happened to Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that's tough.
And Magic was good. He didn't tell anyone that. I mean, he told someone, obviously.
Clearly. Yeah.
You think he leaked it to Rick Fuker? Like, you think he did that?
I think the way these things usually go is Magic told it to somebody who then leaked it to Rick Fuker.
Someone told someone.
Yeah, then somebody tells someone. It's rarely, as someone who has reported for 20 years now, as you know, the story rarely comes from the person involved. It's often from somebody connected to the person involved. Like, if you are in a coaching search situation and you're trying to nail down who's going to be the next coach at this school, the absolute worst source you can have is the actual guy who's going to get the job. Because that
guy... Well, the worst school is probably the school, because they're not going to announce it until it's official.
Right. Like
that's the worst. We'll give this to you when we have it.
I can't tell you how many times you got the coach involved, and he's like, listen, GP, it ain't really there yet, but if it gets there, I'll hit you back. And then it always comes out before that person is comfortable hitting you back, because they're trying to make it public on their own timeline. Like, they want to talk to their team first, or they want to make sure something's signed first because they're paranoid. And meantime, like, that dude's best friend is like, GP, it's done. Go ahead and do it. Like, boom, it's done. Like, you know, I got that with the other night on the Northern Kentucky one. Like, I'm at Oliver's baseball game, and I get a text message from a source, and he's like, Darren Horn to Northern Kentucky, done. And I'm like, done? Because I hadn't even heard that. It was, like, out of nowhere. And he was like, signed, and it's done. And so then I tweet it, and I texted the coach later. I didn't want to text the coach. And the coach is, like, Darren Horn.
It's not done yet.
He's somebody I know well. And so I could have texted him.
Yeah.
But you know what he'd have done? He'd have ignored me.
Yeah.
Because he don't want that coming out right now. So I just, boom, tweet the news. And then about 2 hours later, I tweet Darren, and he's like, dude, you must have a source inside the room at this place, like, because that came out awful quick. And he was fine. But, like, I could not have got that from him. At that like, if I tweeted that at 6:30 p.m., I would not have been able to get that from him at 6:30 p.m., but I could get it from other people at 6:30 p.m. That's usually the way these things go.
It does also, of course, shed a light on the perils of email. And I don't think there's anyone out there who hasn't accidentally sent an email to the wrong place.
Well, John Martin said he hasn't.
I find that impossible to believe.
He swears, and I've done it. Tell me your worst, like, major stomach sink.
I can't think of a bad one. I can think of someone else's bad one that I can't share.
Sherry, just don't use the names.
I can't because I can't. Well, I can.
Okay,
I can.
Okay, good. That was easy.
Now,
yes, you can.
I think I can.
You can because you're not going to use the names. Nobody knows who you're talking about.
This one person. No, I can't.
Yes, you can. Do it, please.
I can't do it.
It'll be good. It'll be good.
No, I can't do it. You've sent them, and have I received? I mean, I don't know I've received any that have made me feel terrible or whatever else. I get emails all the time because I have a nephew, Jeff Calkins, and so I get in my brother Steve sends me emails to him all the time, but that's not really because he just have two Jeff Calkins in his email, and so I get the wrong ones. But I haven't gotten anything that's infuriated me.
I don't remember.
No one has really done it to me. Like, they've sent me one, like, they didn't mean to, and it's oops, you know.
Right.
That hasn't happened to me. Has it ever happened to you?
Yes, but it wasn't bad. But I told a story earlier. I'll give the quicker version here. During the college basketball season, the Pac-12, you know, some of the people who work in the Pac-12 office, they were trying to figure out how they could fix their public relations problem, their perception problem. You know, my advice would just be, like, get better basketball teams. And get a DirecTV deal done for the Pac-12 network, but they thought maybe they could help fix it by sitting down with what they perceived to be influential college basketball voices. And so there's like three Pac-12 employees on an email chain, and they're trying to figure out who to invite to this dinner at the Final Four. And it'll be, you know, Commissioner Larry Scott, them, maybe a couple of Pac-12 coaches, and then like six, you know, national college basketball media members. So they're trying to figure out who to invite. And it's like, we probably should have Jay Billis, and like, let's try to get Gary Parrish and then Seth Davis and Jeff Goodman and maybe Dane O'Neill. Like, I don't remember the exact top. They're brainstorming. They're trying to figure out the list. Like, think about if you're trying to figure out who to invite to a wedding. That's what they're doing. We can't invite everybody, so let's figure out who we're going to invite. So then the next reply is like, well, what about – and I'm not saying this to goof on Rob, but like, he saw it. So it was like, what about Rob Doster? And it's like, I don't know if we really need Rob Doster. You know, that's the reply to that. And then it's like, well, what about Andy Katz? And somebody's like, is he even on TV anymore? Like, if he's not on TV anymore, is he even important? And then they're like, well, I think he's on the Big Ten Network. It's this real time, they're whittling through who they think is important and who's not important. And they are saying, these people are important. These people do not matter. And they're going back and forth, back and forth. So eventually they get their list, and then they're ready to say, hey, and then like the last thing in the email is like, okay, who's got email addresses on these people? Because we need to reach out to them. And somebody's like, I got email addresses on Parrish and Seth and Jay. Does anybody have Goodman? It's like, yeah, I got Goodman. And they're like getting it all sorted out. Well, so one night I'm in studio. Me and John Rothstein are both there, and we're both in this email. And the email pops up, and it's like, dear influential college basketball media, this is so-and-so from the Pac-12, and we were thinking about trying to get a dinner together with our commissioner and some of the biggest voices in the sport, and that includes you. So if you have time for that, you know, on this night at this place, please let us know. We're really looking forward to getting together with you. Sincerely, so-and-so. But they had the entire back and forth underneath that. They accidentally.
But they didn't send it to any of the. By definition, they didn't send it to any of the people who were not influential.
No,
right? who didn't make the cut.
No, but I'm on a group chat with a bunch of college basketball writers, and so immediately, like, it was everybody was like, "Yo, who else got this email?" And so you're forwarding it, like, we're forwarding it to the people who are like the not important people. Like, check
that. Nice.
I know, right? It wasn't nice when I look back on it, but it was. And so one of the basketball writers who was considered not important enough to be there, he was actually like, they were like, well, if so-and-so and like, I don't remember the exact, but like,
if they can't make it.
Yeah. Like, if Jay Billis and Gary Parrish can't make it, then we'll invite this other person. And so that person actually hit reply all on it because it got forwarded to him. And he hit reply all. He's like, hey, guys, appreciate
this is good.
Glad I made the secondary list. I realize I'm not important to be there. Like, you know, if everybody else can make it. But if somebody doesn't show up, just text me. I'll be around. And you know those
Fantastic.
People at the Pac-12 got that, and they're just like, son
Boom.
Of a. But, like, they never acknowledged it. Nobody at the Pac-12 ever said, oh, I'm sorry.
Did they have the dinner? I'm assuming they did.
I think they did have the dinner. I did not go. But it was like, you know, they just felt sick. Because it's you and your two colleagues discussing at great length who you think is worth having and not worth having.
Aren't you, when you do, so once you send one of the emails, it is one of the fears. I mean, I have that fear all the time that I'm going to send the wrong email to the wrong person. And so I do double check now. I'm pretty careful about that. Because
that's what she said.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, no, it makes you, because here's the truth. I don't care who you are. You've said something either in a text message or an email or verbally, like in a about somebody you consider a friend, somebody you actually like. But if they heard that you say that about them, it would be like not great, you know? Like, it's just normal human behavior. Like, hey, I really love so and so, but my God,
what a pain in the ass!
Yes,
you know that person can be an unbelievable, like great. I mean, I usually like him, but man, he was going on today like you can't believe, like whatever, like whatever it is. Yeah,
we've all
totally
done that.
Unreasonable about this. He's like he's lost his mind. He's a nice guy, but he's lost his mind. Whatever.
Right, and perhaps you could argue, well, you shouldn't do that, but you know, then go live on another planet because everybody.
Right.
I remember one time, I think I did. Somebody was telling me one of my quote-unquote friends was talking badly about me. I don't know why they were so anxious to tell me this. It's like, why? But it was like, GP, you shouldn't like this person because they said this about you. And I swear to God, my response to them was, I just assume everybody in my life says things behind my back. I'm really unbothered by it because I assume everybody does it because I know I do it. Like, I would assume Brad, Jeff.
No, I will tell you. Here's a story about us, you and I, Gary. This is a true story. In year two or three of working in the last 10 years with you, we had an open microphone in this studio. And I was talking badly about you. And I think I was just saying, man, I love Gary. He is like the best. He is the best. I don't want anybody else hosting this show. Man, it is such a pain. It was something like to the lines.
I have no recollection. Of that.
I totally remember it. It was like in year three.
Hey, what did you say?
It was in year three of hosting this show. So we've been doing this show like 10 years, and I remember it like it was yesterday. This is how much I think about it a lot, actually, Gary. So
and
we're having this conversation.
I have no recollection.
Well, you
of this
you
whatsoever.
Forgave me. You're like, man, I know you just said that, but it's cool, man. Just whatever.
Well,
move
that's
on.
What that's what
but
I
like. But like I remember going, man, Gary can be a real pain in the ass worker. That was in year three. I have never said that in the last 7 years, but I remember that episode.
No, I'm sure
like
you've never said that. Brad.
No,
never
but
said it to me. I know you've never said.
I have. I have not said. I have not thought that in the last 7 years about Gary. But I remember saying it in like
one.
Gary.
I'm,
Gary.
I'm here. I got your back.
Have
on
I,
one,
maybe
Brad.
I have said it, but no. I remember, and you're like, it's fine.
Like an evidence that I really did forgive you and just forget about it is that I actually have no recollection of it.
I
at
think
all.
About it all the time.
That's funny because if I were on the wrong end of that, I would think about it all the time too, probably.
All the time.
But I don't remember
like,
that experience. Yeah. You think about that.
Why
way,
did I verbalize
way
that?
More than I think about it? Well, now you can know you don't have to think about it at all because
no.
I don't remember it at all.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, if somebody came to me and said, "Dude, I know you and Jeff are tight, but I saw him at Starbucks the other day. He was using a fake name, obviously." And he was just going on and on about you in ways that like didn't seem great. I'd be like, okay, like I really don't care because I assume that happens. Like what? I assume everybody's talking about everybody all the time. So I am unbothered by it. There is nothing anybody could tell me.
I do agree with that, though. Everybody's ass talk. Like I'm sure people do that in their lives because it's just natural. Like, man, this Brad is a pain in the ass. He will not give it up with this one thing.
Well, I got a phone call from somebody the other night, and they were like, "Yo, this guy, I guess if you asked the guy, he'd say, yeah, me and GP are tight, like, you know."
Right.
And he was like, "Yo, man, I just got a phone call from him, and like in the context of this call, he was just ranting about you." And I was like,
right.
"Yeah, that sounds like him. I could see that." And they're like, "What are you gonna do?" I'm like, "I'm not gonna
Nothing.
Do anything. What am
Nothing.
I gonna do?
No.
Nothing. I just assume that's
yeah.
how people are."
I'm thinking about it. Like I'm going through the station, okay? Like all the employees of the station.
Yeah.
And is there anyone who I haven't said something bad about?
No. The answer to that, no. Not awful.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I've said something bad about you, Brad. I've said something bad about you. I mean, and I'm sure you've said something bad about me. And I've said something bad about Dan. I've said something bad about Gary. And I've said something about my adopted son, John. And I've said something bad about every single – I'm coming clean. I like
You're
everybody
cleaning it
there.
Out. Yeah.
I like everybody there, but there's not a single person – I've not said, but come on.
But see, that's the truth. Right. Sometimes it's hard to express to a person things you don't like about them to them.
Well, I mean, people do this to people. I do it with my siblings. Like, I love my siblings dearly, but I can tell you bad, the negative things about each of them.
Yes.
When I was married, I could tell you negative things about my ex-wife. She could tell you negative things about me. I could tell you negative things about my kids. Literally, and every single person. You know, there's not anybody.
It's hard to tell bad things about somebody to them,
even
if you love them.
Well, it's not
or like them.
It's not because it's because you're weird if you want to hurt somebody's feelings.
Yes, that's true.
It doesn't mean this is the.
But it's also weird if you like everything about 100% about everybody.
Right.
Well, that's
like,
that
would
true.
Be weird. Why would I like every single thing? Literally 100% of anybody.
Turns out,
why would I like that? I wouldn't.
But it does turn out Magic Johnson's bad at his job, though. I mean, that is true.
Well,
no, I think he was bad at his job, but they should have fired him. They should have had an amicable parting.
You're right.
Well, it's weird because what Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka were doing, actually, is like discussing their workplace. That's really what they were doing.
Right.
But because then Magic Johnson gets roped into it accidentally,
rough.
It's that they were talking behind Magic Johnson's back, which by definition they clearly were.
Yeah.
But like talking behind people's back is the way we get through life.
How it people
is.
Do it. Yeah.
It is.
It's how
well,
people do it.
Particularly that, like that's the substance. That wasn't gossip. That was literally talking about the workings of their business.
Their business.
That wasn't even just rises to malicious gossip. That was like, you know, Magic's a problem. He's not getting anything done, blah, blah, blah. That's totally reasonable that you would be having those conversations.
Right. And so that's why I go through life just assuming, and a lot of times it would be gossip. I just there is not anything outside of something that's just flat out untrue and malicious. There's nothing I could hear that one of my friends said about me that would make me go, well, then I'm done with that person.
But I will say this. To your point, Gary, it is nice when you can talk to a coworker, frankly, behind somebody's back and say, what do you think of this person? How they do their job? And then you telling them your honest opinion on it. There's value in that, you know?
Sounds like you're projecting a little bit.
No, I'm just saying it is nice.
Sounds like this is touching a little too close to home for you.
This is what I'm a manager, so this is what I deal with all the time. I mean, what you guys are talking about now, because those two are managers. Rob Pelinka's not a low level like me, but I wish I had his paycheck, but you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. I think I get what you're saying. Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So back to that story that you said you couldn't tell. I bet you could if you tried right now.
What? What was the story?
The story about the accidental text message or email that happened to somebody else. But you.
Oh, I can't tell that story. I can't tell that story. It's too specific.
You know, the girls who do the Chicks in the Office podcast for Barstool Sports, they have a segment in their podcast where they ask listeners to like send them stories of accidental text messages or accidental emails or anything like that, and they are like they make you
lots of examples, I bet,
every time.
Yeah,
because it's like a 17-year-old girl thinking she's texting a guy you know, a nude selfie.
Oh, no.
And actually sends it to her dad.
Oh, no.
You know, it's like stuff like that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Or like a 20-year-old girl thinking she's texting her friend, and she's like, yeah, I hooked up with so-and-so last night. He was amazing, and blah, 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 and actually it sends it to her mom.
No.
Yeah, just stuff like that.
Ugh.
There was one girl that told a story that they were at dinner, and she... Oh, this is a good one. They were like at Thanksgiving dinner, and she thought she was texting her brother. They're all sitting around the table, being a family, and she's texting her brother, dad is such an a-hole. And she sees her dad's phone light up. it bleep, bing, and the dad goes to reach for his phone to see the text message.
She leaps for it.
She jumps over there, grabs the phone, and says, dad, get I've got to delete this. You don't need to see it. It wasn't for you. And the dad was just like, okay, do what you got to do. So she confiscated her father's phone and deleted the text message before her father could see it.
You can do that.
Well, I mean, I don't.
Yeah, hold it down and delete it.
Like if they're right next to you,
yeah, ding,
you can do it.
You can do that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can take somebody's phone if it is within, you know,
and grab it there at the dinner table.
Okay,
yeah. If it's within your reach.
That's good she did that. Yeah. That is good she did that.
Yeah.
But she probably loved her father.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like,
oh, I bet right now if you opened up the phone and said, call in with your misdirected email story, one that you were either a text or email, one that you were either a victim of or that you screwed up on, I bet you could get an hour of entertaining.
Little inside radio, though. Are those real stories with callers?
What do you mean?
Like, are those real people talking on that Barstool pod?
No, the hosts are just retelling the stories.
They've made those up.
No, Brad.
I mean, that's how radio
don't be
works.
A cynic.
Oh, yeah, Brad knows everything about
I'm just saying,
the Chicks in the Office podcast all of a sudden.
And that's how good radio works. Continue.
All right, we're going to try to take calls.
I'm going
to
make up a whole lot of stuff for my show tomorrow. We're going to take off. Pretty soon I'm going national.
All right, I'm going to see if anybody's actually got one of these great stories. All right, I'll let you go. I'm going to talk to strangers. Bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. All right. At Jeff's recommendation, which I think is solid.
Yeah.
Honestly, I should have thought of this myself.
Sure, yeah.
If you have a funny or awful story where you accidentally emailed somebody and boom, you like immediately go, oh my God, I should not have sent that. I didn't mean to send that to them.
Yeah.
Or a accidental text message, anything. Where you've either been on the wrong end of it or the sending end of it, 535-3776-535-ESPN. I'll hopefully laugh at some stories next.
Memphis, with crazy good players, unicorns, and now crazy amounts of cash. It's Unicorn Cash. Win yours starting Monday every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m.
Wow, my goodness.
Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. Memphis with crazy good players, unicorns, and now crazy amounts of cash.
This is crazy.
From 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar, which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
It's the NFL Draft on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen this Thursday for round one, beginning at 6 p.m.
on 92.9 FM ESPN.
He's Grandpa!
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at modernoil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $33.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage.
Yo, Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and that's Memphis Barbecue Company. Melissa Cookston is the owner. 8 world championships. Actually, the first woman to ever be inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. When USA Today wrote about Memphis Barbecue Company, they said the trip to the restaurant down in Horn Lake is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. It's across the state line. I know you Memphians got a weird deal about that, but it's just down 55 South, right there at the Goodman Road exit. You can see it from the interstate. And again, they're serving world championship barbecue. Google Melissa Cookston. You'll see everything she's accomplished in this life. The website's memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. You want to go there? Just type in your Google Maps, 709 DeSoto Cove, 709 DeSoto Cove. Again, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give you a fresh-from-the-cooker quality. And when you order, I don't know, a pulled pork sandwich, understand that pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. More information, see the menu, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. 535, Gary Parish Show, we're on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let me explain to you what we're doing. So, came out earlier today that among the reasons, if not the reason, Magic Johnson abruptly resigned his position with the LA Lakers a few weeks ago is that Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, his right-hand man and boss, Lakers owner, were emailing back and forth, being very critical of Magic Johnson. It was a conversation they thought was just between them, but then somehow, some way, Magic Johnson accidentally got CC'd on it, and now Magic Johnson is reading bad things that his boss and coworker are saying about him.
Right.
So he was like, cool, I'm out. I'm not going to have this backstabbing. So the question is, have you ever accidentally sent somebody a text message you didn't mean to send? You accidentally sent somebody an email you didn't mean to send, or been on the receiving end of something you weren't supposed to get? 535-3776. Let's start with Joanne. Joanne, it's Gary. What's up? Joanne, I don't think we got you. Do we got Joanne?
She's on the line. Joanne, you should be there, right?
Joanne, I got
in
you.
Robinsonville? No? Okay. She's not listening.
Sounds like she's trying to talk, but she's using Calkins' phone.
Carlton, line two here.
Carlton, it's Gary. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up? All right, what story you got?
Well, I had a story. My daughter had texted me and asked me, could she do something, and I told her no. So she kept complaining and crying, please, 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 and I kept telling her no. No is the answer. Well, I started sending messages to my wife, and I messed around and said her little ass can't get nothing from me right now. She pissed me off. And I ended up sending it to her instead of sending it to my wife.
And how did that go over?
She was mad at me for quite a while.
Oh, wow.
But at the end, I explained to her that I was upset with what she had done. I'm not going to get into the specifics, but she got over it. She got all right.
Yeah, at least she knew your heart was in the right place. That's a good one, though. I appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, we'll go to Justin. Justin, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything's good, man. You got a story?
Yeah, I wasn't really talking about anybody behind their back, but back when the animated episode of Dennis Rodman talking about breaking his rod, man.
Sure.
Like 3 different times. I was going to group text my buddies, but I accidentally texted my mother-in-law.
What happened there?
Yeah, I had to send her a text and say, please do not click that link.
I think that is your best bet when you get to that spot. You just have to say, listen, this is a mistake. You don't need to look at this. It's not good for anybody. But that's terrific, sending that to your mother-in-law. I'm sure she understands. It happens.
Oh, yeah. She wanted to know why I was sending her pornography.
Sending porn to your mother-in-law is a tough deal. That's a good one. I appreciate it, man.
Have a good day.
Let's go to Brennan. Brennan, what's up?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Everything's good. What's your story?
So I was serving tables, and this girl gave me a phone number, and ended up hitting her up, gave her a place for her birthday, and ended up having a one-night stand. Well, the next day, I got to tell my coworkers about it, and I sent them the whole story, and I get in some real big detail about it, and I'm actually still sitting outside of her front door, like in my car after I leave her house. And like I said, I put this real long story in, and I ended up saying it to her.
Oh, it's rough. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It was bad. I never heard back from her again.
You never talked to her again?
Nope.
Oh, wow. That's a rough one. That's a great story, though. All right, man. I appreciate it. That's similar to the one that I had back in like 99, 2000. Brian, Scary, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Gary?
I'm good, man.
So, I'm doing good, man. So, just real quick, I do IT work, and I was making sure that a user got their laptop, and I made sure they had their docking station, and I sent them a text message saying, did you get your, well, the O and the I are real close on the keyboard, so I asked them, did they get their
dicking station? Oh, no. Well, that's an obvious typo. Surely they understand that.
That's an obvious typo.
Oh,
right.
That's still good, though, because it's a weird question to get. It's a weird question to get from an IT person.
She just smiled. She said, well, the smiley emoji back. That was it.
That's the best way to handle that. I appreciate it, man.
All right.
Let's go to Joe. And Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything's good.
All right, I got kind of a sad story on my part.
Okay.
All right, I was with my ex. I had a girlfriend I was with, and I had another girl I was messing with, of course. And I texted her. I was on the way to go see her one day, but I accidentally texted my real girlfriend, my actual girlfriend.
No.
So I had to go to my girlfriend's house just because I told her instead I was going to be on the way. So I couldn't see my side chick.
Hey. Man, that's a hell of a deal. That's unfortunate. But yeah, you, at least you covered your bases. That's the smartest way to do it.
So I had to go with my girlfriend.
That's good, man. I appreciate it. Accidentally texted his real girlfriend.
I bet that happens a lot. Like you accidentally popped the wrong girl and the girlfriend mix up stuff.
I don't know. How would that?
This is Jason here.
Jason, what's up?
So this didn't actually happen to me, but I was there to witness the conversation. My buddy was working on my air conditioning unit at my house, and him and his wife were fighting over the phone. And about 2 minutes later, after they got off the phone, all of a sudden he gets a text saying, I can't wait to see you tonight, baby. And turns out she was texting someone else.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's tough.
Subsequently, they did get divorced over that whole interaction.
Yeah, that sounds like it could do it. Jesus, that's rough.
Absolutely.
All right.
I heard one similar. Buddy of mine's buddy, so I don't know the guy, but it's one of my friends, close friends. His wife was accusing him of cheating.
Okay.
And she was like, well, then let me see your phone. And he was like, no. But then he just like deleted all the evidence in the phone.
Okay.
And finally, he was like, you can look through my phone. You can see whatever you want. And so I don't even know how this works, but then she grabbed his Apple Watch that he left on the desk.
Oh, it's synced up.
What he had deleted out of his phone was no longer visible in his phone, but it was all still right there in the Apple Watch. That's a rough one.
So, in other words, the lesson there is if you're going to do that stuff,
you got to delete everything.
Multiple deleting of device.
Yeah,
stuff.
You got to delete everything. You can't just delete your phone and not your Apple Watch.
We're learning stuff here today.
Yeah. In case you ever need to know.
Heads up, guys.
In case you ever need to know.
And girls.
In case you ever need to know.
There you go.
All right. Mm. Woo.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Woo.
There's a lot going on there.
Man, it's my favorite one is my guy emailing his buddy about his one-night stand, and then he accidentally sent it right to the girl.
That's tough.
Like, he just had a one-night stand with this girl, and she probably was like, you know, we're not going to talk about this, are we? Please don't put this on Facebook.
Boom.
And then he cannot even get off of her street before he can't wait to tell somebody this story. Which is, by the way, again, normal behavior.
Yeah, this
totally
is
normal behavior.
World. Yeah.
Totally, like, I don't know. I don't know how young people do it today, but like I can always remember when I was young. Maybe people don't care anymore, but like when I was young, it was always like, "Don't you're not gonna say anything, are you?"
Oh yeah, that used to be a thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm one. I cannot wait to say something. Like it's not. Are you out of your mind? Like it's not even worth doing if you can't brag about it to your friends.
Dang. Well, and see now in 2019, that's not what it used to be. That sound like an old friggin' fart, but it was just word of mouth, right? Now it's text. You're not talking to people. It's on a device. It's not verbal. It's to the device.
Yeah, but like it's all same thing with like nude pictures, right?
And see, that's where I think we're maybe disagree on this one. I would not suggest to people to send nudies for this reason. Like it never.
Well, that's not the point I'm making. If you are young and you send a nude,
you're a nude sender.
If you send a nude to a guy,
yeah,
that guy is going to show his friends. He just is.
That will get shown.
Yeah, so like...
Well, maybe she's doing it and she really deep down knows that.
Well, that's what you need to understand. If you are comfortable with that,
males listening or males.
If you're comfortable with that, fine. But don't think for a second...
That thing's getting shown.
Don't think for a second he's the only person who's ever going to see that. That is not the way this is going to go
down. And this is going to... This makes me sound bad. This makes me sound real bad, but this is just my opinion. They deep down know that.
I think...
They deep down know that. They know that.
I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know what somebody 20 years younger than me thinks.
A nude sender, deep down in their heart of hearts.
Hey, here's what I'm saying. I don't know what people know and don't know. Here's what I'm telling you I know. Here's what I'm telling you I know.
Okay.
I don't care if you only send that nude to one person.
It's getting seen.
Other people are going to see that. Period.
They want them to.
That's what I know. So, like.
You weirdos are doing that, and you know it's getting shown. I'm just saying.
Who are you calling a weirdo?
I didn't say, I mean, that
90% of young women in this world are sending nudes right now,
and
Brad.
They're doing it knowing that photo is going to get shown. I'm just saying.
You don't think
you're trying to warn them of something they know deep down.
Maybe so. Maybe so. We'll be back with dinner to go.
It's the NFL Draft on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen this Thursday for round one, beginning at 6 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget Steak Night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10-ounce filet or 12-ounce and 16-ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On Steak Night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday night. It's Blackwater Trio. On Saturday, Carlos Echos.
Bill had a home out in Kyerville. He wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years now. He got in touch with Josh Hysaw, and Josh went to work after they agreed on a price. Got 8 showings on day one. The home sold for the full asking price in a matter of days. How did Josh Hysaw do that? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. What Josh does, because he's an experienced and effective agent, he is able to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy, and then he's able to negotiate for the most money possible. But you got to get in touch with him first. When you do, he'll come out. You guys will agree on a price, then he's going to go to work. Then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh does not obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. You can even do it with a text message. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. On the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
In the concert event of a lifetime, come experience the unparalleled dynamic energy of Carlos Santana. Saturday, April 27th, Bank Plus Amphitheater at Snowden Grove. Santana, Global Consciousness Tour 2019. Take a trip through the hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond, and find out why Supernatural is one of the greatest albums of all time. Santana, Global Consciousness Tour 2019. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Get more 92.9. Download the Radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
As a landscaping contractor, you know time is money. So go with the mower that delivers an outstanding quality of cut in less time. The Toro Grandstand. Not only is it the most comfortable stand-on mower available, it also features the high-performance TurboForce cutting deck. Available in 5 different sizes, from 36-inch to 60-inch. Ask us about the Toro Grandstand and special Toro financing. count on it. Kalb Equipment, your pro cutter's headquarters. Kalb Equipment, 901-761-1300.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. Whether you're celebrating an engagement, birthday, or corporate event, let Felicia Suzanne's host your special event. We have several private dining options and can accommodate both large and small groups. We can even customize our menu options to fit your taste and your budget. Felicia Suzanne's can also cater the celebration at your place. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com for more details.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off top, get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my change like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh. Now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me. But if it do, draw
blood
like an IV.
If you are ever in an emergency situation, you better hope you're at Regional One Health, because that is the best hospital in the Memphis area to handle emergency situations. I learned this really a long time ago, but most notably a couple of years ago when we were in an emergency situation as it relates to a high-risk pregnancy, and we delivered at Regional One Health, and they could not have been better to our little boy and to our family in general. But one of the things I've tried to remind you of subsequent to that is that you do not need to be in a Regional One, need to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the incredible care that Regional One Health can provide. And the East Campus Imaging Center is a terrific example of that. You know, it's recommended that if you're a woman 40 and up, that you need an annual mammogram. Getting one could save your life. Not getting one could cost you dearly. So you need to get one if you fall under that umbrella. And you can do that at the East Campus Imaging Center. You can make an appointment, 515-3600, but make sure you understand you don't have to make an appointment. You certainly don't need a referral. But if you want to make an appointment, you can do that at 515-3600, 901-515-3600. You can learn more, regionalonehealth.org. Go see that website, regionalonehealth.org. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on accidental text messages and accidental emails, because it became known today from a report via Rick Bucher that the thing that actually led to Magic Johnson's abrupt resignation with the LA Lakers is that he was accidentally copied on an email back and forth between Jeannie Buss, his boss, and Rob Pelinka, his co-worker. They were emailing back and forth, discussing Magic's job performance, and not in a flattering way. And then, because this stuff sometimes happens, as we learned from the last segment, those phone calls, Magic Johnson just got accidentally linked in. So now, in his phone, email pops up, and it's... he's suddenly reading. It's his boss and his coworker talking bad things about him. And so that's why he was messed up. That's why he was mad. And that's why he abruptly resigned without even telling Jeannie Buss in advance. I remember talking about it the day after it happened. Like, how do you not, out of just respect, even pick up the phone and call your boss and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do? Well, the answer now is pretty clear. Because you were mad. Because you felt like your boss was disrespecting you behind your back. And so... that allowed us to really just tell accidental email and text message stories all day long. Circling back to the guy who had the one-night stand and then tried to text message the whole story with some incredible details to his buddy and then accidentally sent it to right her. Back to the girl. That would make you feel awful.
Yeah.
Except when you remove yourself from it just a little bit, here's what you go.
I know where you're going.
That guy was always going to tell that to somebody.
Right.
He could not... evidence that he couldn't wait to tell that story...
yeah.
...is that he couldn't even get off of her street before he was text messaging his buddy to say, yo, you wouldn't believe this.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Like, People love to tell stories.
That's it. People love to tell stories.
And so if I were that girl, if I were talking to that girl, I'd be like, yeah, that's unfortunate that, like, he immediately left your house and is bragging about it. And then you had to read about it.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, he's talking, he's, like, complimenting
pretty
you.
Pretty positive in your favor.
It's a positive review.
Yeah, like everything went well.
If this were Rotten Tomatoes, it'd be, like, 98% approval.
You did well.
So you did well.
Good point,
and,
Gary.
And he was always going to tell that story. Like, you didn't really think this is the guy you happen to have the one-night stand with, the guy who's never going to talk about it,
the
right?
The purist.
You didn't really think that's who you were with last night. And so if you can acknowledge that he was going to talk about you no matter what, then can't you just be happy that he was talking about you favorably?
I think you got excellent points. Brilliant.
I feel like I could turn this into a positive.
Brilliant.
If I could just sit down with that young lady.
I wonder, did we hear the fallout? She was done.
She never talked to him again. Yeah. That's what he says. He never heard from her again.
Hey, she missed. I mean, it's her miss then. She should have maybe tried it out and kept going.
Maybe, Brian.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game 6, Nuggets Spurs, AT&T Center, San Antonio, Texas. Denver leads the series 3-2, so this is a closeout game for the Nuggets. San Antonio at home, 3-point favorite. The total is 208. Tip is scheduled for 7 o'clock. If Denver wins it, we've got Denver Portland.
Did you say San Antonio's the favorite?
3-point favorite at home.
Wow.
Why wouldn't the Spurs be the favorite at home?
They're the favorite, okay.
They got Greg Popovich, the GOAT.
Yeah, he is the GOAT.
They got Greg Popovich, the GOAT.
I get it.
3-point favorite at home.
All
tip
right.
schedule is 7. Okay. You can watch it on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, the Big Bang Theory is on CBS at 7. That's America's most watched network. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is on NBC at 8. But the biggest thing, obviously, NFL Draft Round 1 on ABC, live from Nashville. That starts at 7 o'clock. And if you're up late, you got Matthew McConaughey on Jimmy Kimmel, Paul Rudd's on Jimmy Fallon, Charles Barkley on Stephen Colbert, Steve Martin is on Seth Meyers, and Cam Newton is going to be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Dan Wetzel, Matt Norlander, the usuals were inside the federal courtroom in Lower Manhattan earlier today. Wetzel wrote a column about it, and one point he made in the column, talking, because everything you hear from this trial is that agents, runners, coaches, everybody trying to cheat to gain influence, spend money to gain influence over these players. Wetzel describes it this way. That's what the NCAA should be ashamed about. Their rule book that not just denies players a cut of the financial pie, but turns them into bait and then surrounds them with sharks. Because that is what amateurism does. And if you didn't believe it before this trial started, the wiretap and the videos and the testimony has to move you in that direction. You can read that. Yahoo Sports. Norlander's got a column, CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Friday. That means Dan Walken in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. We'll look back at the NFL draft. It should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of Golic and Wingo. Weekdays from 5 till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station. Memphis. With crazy good players, unicorns, and now crazy amounts of cash.
Yes.
It's Unicorn Cash. Win yours starting Monday every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m.
Wow, my goodness.
From 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is crazy.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
So, you've got a full tank of gas and zero plans for the weekend. You know what that means. Road trip. But you forgot to deposit your paycheck. No worries. For a small fee, Regions Mobile Deposit, with immediate availability, lets you make a deposit right into your account using your Regions Mobile app. So if your idea of a spontaneous road trip doesn't include a bank trip, we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Visit regions.com/mobile deposit for terms and details. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Hit the green with today's Perks deal. Get half off two rounds of golf, each with cart rental, range balls, and meal from Riverbend Links in Tunica, Mississippi. Riverbend Links is the only true Scottish Links-style golf course in the Mid-South. Get yours today at GetMyPerks.com.
Supercuts, ready-to-go rituals with Justin Verlander.
I'm obsessed with the number three. I do three sprints to warm up. I use a triple knot on my cleats. I swipe them out three times.
Rituals get Justin Verlander ready to go. Our rituals get you ready to go. Supercuts.
Stay ready to go all school year long.
Men, are you consistently failing to lose weight from diet and exercise? Men's Health Plus wants you to know the facts about low testosterone. It's not your fault. We can help. Our doctors will prescribe a custom treatment plan for you. Don't wait. Call 901-457-5655. Online, menshealthplus.com.
Hey, Jason Smith here to tell you about Winston Insurance. They offer tailor-made insurance packages to fit your life. Life, commercial, home, auto, whatever you need. Give Eric Winston a call at 901-275-8173 or online at winstoninsures.com.
The 92.9 Line with breaking news and info at 92.9ESPN.com. Listen to 92.9 online. Join the locker room and get exclusive content and prizes, too, at 92.9ESPN.com. 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's radio.com sports station. Instagram.com/92.9ESPN. Get us on Facebook. Facebook.com/92.9ESPN. Hoop Cities.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.